Welcome to my commentary on Paul's letter to the disciples in the province of Galatia, otherwise known as the Book of Galatians. This portion of Galatians, we will deal with chapter 4, verse 8 through verse 11. Verse 8 says, "Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods." The verse begins with the word formerly. That means their non-Christian days before they found faith in Jesus. Note the word know here. There are two Greek words that are translated in as the word know in English in this verse and the next. The Greek word that's translated into know here simply means a knowledge based, a knowing based on intellect. Somebody may know of a certain news event. That's what he's talking about. The other Greek word that is used later on here is knowing that is based on experience or a relationship with someone. So two different Greek words translated into one English word, all in a matter of a few phrases. Therefore, you do not get what the Greek is really saying in these phrases. When it comes to the word know, the Greek language is a much more detailed language than English. If we could understand Koine Greek, that which the New Testament was written in, we would have a much superior understanding of the word of the Lord. Because knowing the Greek, and I only know a little bit, it's the difference between a rose that is closed and a rose that is open. The closed rose is our English Bible. So what Paul is saying here, formerly when you did not know God, the word know meaning intellectually, you didn't even know that God existed. The only thing that these people knew were their gods, plural, and their gods were made up gods, even though they didn't believe they were made up gods. The Romans and the Greek, they believed in the gods of the stars. They also actually made their emperor, the Caesar, a god. As I said in the last section, Roman and Greek culture were polytheistic pagans. They believed in more than one god, and their polytheistic paganism influenced every aspect of life, whether political, social, or whatever. And what Paul is saying here, you guys, you Gentile believers in Jesus, were once slaves to that polytheistic paganism. That's the only thing that you knew, and you didn't even know on an intellectual basis that there was a God, singular, one God over all things. Paul tells them that the gods they believed in, gave themselves to, they weren't even gods in the first place. They were figments of their imagination. And that's what paganism is all about. And as an aside, Muslim culture today, based on Islam, is really a derivative of the pagan religions that Paul is speaking about here. Islam is really a byproduct of the Canaanite religions in Abraham's day. Muhammad's parents were polytheistic pagans, just like these Gentiles were before they were Christians. And he adopted much of polytheism, paganism, into Islam. So So Paul says in verse 8, they're not really gods. In verse 9, he says, but now that you know God, the word know in this phrase is the other Greek word, know by experience. These people did not know God even intellectually in days past, but now they have come to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, and they experientially know God. And this is the amazing thing. After knowing God through the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what confuses Paul. He can't figure out why they would want to go to the law of Moses and submit themselves to that law when they have known God, at least to a degree. We see in the NIV, after he says in verse 9, but you know God, there's a dash. Or, he continues by saying, or rather are known by God. It's like Paul was saying, you guys really know God. But then he stopped for a moment and says, well, you really are known by God. And that's the truth. God knows us more than we know him. We as Christians often claim to know God. But in reality, in my thinking, we know very little about God, let alone knowing him personally and experientially. I think that's what Paul is saying here. And in the NIV, there's another dash. Beyond the dash, it says, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? This is what I mentioned in the last section. All along, Paul has been speaking about the basic principles of the polytheistic pagan civilizations these Gentile Christians come out of. That's been the context. And this verse tells us something that, you know, tells us why Paul was in so much trouble by the Jews. When he says this, how is it then that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? Now, listen to this. These Galatians were not turning back to the weak and miserable principles of polytheistic paganism. They were turning to the law of Moses. What Paul is saying here is very important. He is now comparing turning to the law of Moses in the same light as turning back to polytheistic paganism. Do you understand what I've just said? He is relating, subjecting oneself to the law of Moses in the same way as one would subject himself to polytheistic paganism. This is amazing. No wonder Paul was in so much trouble from the Jews and from Jewish Christians. Relating God's law to paganism, that is a drastic statement. But that's how Paul is viewing the law of Moses here. He says, you guys were once slaves to polytheistic paganism, multiple gods, and now you want to become slaves to the law of Moses. They are both miserable basic principles that we do not need to submit to. I wish we could understand what Paul is saying much clearer than we do. And I especially wish those who would like to return, quote, to our Jewish roots would understand what this verse means. And you know what? When evangelicals in the past have placed a multitude of rules and laws on their people, they are doing the same thing. Verse 9 continues, do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? Like, do you guys really want to put yourselves back into slavery? And again, this is slavery to God's law, to the law of Moses, which we know has now been laid aside or exchanged for the Lord Jesus Christ himself. This is the point of verse 8 and 9. These guys did not know God, even in an intellectual way. Then they came to know God, at least in a limited experiential way. And now they want to revert back to a slavery to basic miserable principles, not to paganism, but to the law of Moses. And Paul just can't figure that out. Why, when you have Jesus, would you want anything else? Verse 10, you are observing special days and months and seasons and years. This is now Jewish language. Paul was speaking in very much in pagan Gentile language from verse 1 up to verse 9. But now when he speaks of special months and days, he's speaking of the feasts and the things that are in the law of Moses, like the Sabbaths. The seventh day, the seventh year, the 50th year, the new moons, all those special days, these Gentile believers wanted to submit themselves to. Paul is just using these as a few examples. And Paul says, you're becoming a slave to these things, and these things no longer have to enslave you. Verse 11, I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. I've said this before, but Paul detested wasting effort, wasting time, wasting anything. He had given 100% of his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not want to waste a minute. And he is fearing now. A fear is gripping his heart that says you might have wasted all the time you spent with these people because they want to submit themselves to the law of Moses. And in so doing, they leave Christ Jesus by the wayside. And he will comment on that farther down the line. He will make a statement that is devastating. But you know, we will see coming up in the next section that Paul feared, he did fear that he wasted his effort. But even more than that, he feared for these Galatian Christians. He feared for their very lives. He feared for their salvation. When we exchange anything for the Lord Jesus Christ, we are exchanging our salvation for that which we want to give ourselves to. That's Paul's point here. And we will see in the next section how emotional, how devastated he felt within himself over this situation. Again, you can visit my Galatians commentary on my website, stevesweetman.com.